Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Pete Hoffman.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Bam! WFAN.
It is officially a baseball Saturday playoff edition, New York style. That is right. New York Mets advance after Thursday's miraculous, unbelievable, unprecedented Pete Alonso home run, and the New York Yankees are back. Back at home, back where they belong in the postseason. It's the first time, guys, listen, last year, Yankees weren't in the playoffs. First time the Yankees are back in the playoffs of 2022. It is unbelievable times. 888-808-1019. Hit me up there. It's Pete Hoffman. You can always hit me up at Hoff at WFAN. If you miss anything at all throughout the entire show, I'm out until 5 a.m. You just download that Odyssey app and go from there. Don't forget to rewind and all that stuff. Baseball, playoff baseball, the Mets and Yankees. It is October. The hunt for October is here, and the Mets did their work. They are on this miraculous run, and let's be serious, it's not all Pete Alonso, but that's where you got to start. Because Pete Alonso, someone who has gotten the brunt of every awful take over the past 6 months, how he should not come back to New York. He's not any good. He's overrated. He's just a power hitter. That's all he does is hit home runs. But besides that, he does nothing else. He's maybe had a rough season. I won't deny that. I won't deny for Pete Alonso standards, 34 home runs, 88 RBIs, a 240 batting average. It's not great. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. But what Pete Alonso did on Thursday night versus the Milwaukee Brewers wiped it all clean. Wiped it all clean. And he has officially a reset. For this bad season that he quote-unquote had, he has a reset. And you can't tell me, as a Met fan, if you were doubting him and not wanting him back, that you've changed your mind. That you've officially changed and turned the page on the, let's get rid of Pete Alonso. That's no longer the case. That Pete Alonso, especially with the possibility that that has uncorked him, and that may have unlocked Pete Alonso and the next few series, because that is right. When you look at this New York Mets team, you're not just talking about, well, they got to go against Philadelphia and it's fool's gold. Whatever they do from here on out, it's fine. This is a team of destiny. This is a team. The New York Mets have been the team of destiny since the beginning of June. Everything has been turning up New York Mets. And you have to realize that this is a special team. It's a special ride. The ups and downs of the first 2 months, the atrocious start to the season, we've seen this before. We've seen this script. It's the 2019 Nationals. It's the 2021 Braves. It's the 2022 Phillies. Like, we've actually seen it in the National League East multiple times. So anybody who is like, hey, you know, the Mets got past the Brewers, that's great. The rest is gravy. We'll see what happens. The Phillies are a great team. Get that thought aside and think big picture. Think World Series. Think holding up a trophy at the end of the year. I know it may sound crazy, but I never felt whether it was talk about the week that the Mets have had. On a doubleheader on Monday, I never felt the Mets were not getting to the playoffs. I never felt that that was even an option. Going into Thursday night's game, elimination game, I never felt for a second the Mets weren't going to win. Even after Jake Bowers and the almighty Sal Frelick hit back-to-back home runs, never did I say, this is how it's going to end? This season is going to end this way? It can't, and it won't. The New York Mets have been that team of 2024. That team where you look at and go, something there is special. It's the New York Mets. I don't understand why people hadn't seen it sooner. Like, there's been so many symbols all season long. And just now, people are like, oh, wow. This is crazy. And then you get the news yesterday that who's going to start game one? We've been talking about who's going to start game one for the New York Mets. Kodai Senga, a guy who's pitched five innings this season, a guy who's was hurt before the season started. It was very reminiscent of the DeGroms, the Scherzers of the world. It's always, everyone's always getting, Verlanders, always, someone's always getting hurt before the season starts. This year it's Kodai Senga. He pitches five innings over summer and he's already out again, probably going to miss the rest of the season. But the game one starter, Kodai Senga? I mean, you talk about out of nowhere, the storyline continues. It's unbelievable. It is completely unbelievable, and you have to be bought in now. Whether you're a Mets fan, whether you're not a Mets fan, you have to look at this team and say, it doesn't make a difference anymore about the talent that you're going up against. It's the resiliency of the New York Mets. The Brewers, were they a better team than the Mets? Yeah, they kind of were. You want to talk about best closer in baseball? It wasn't Edwin Diaz this year. Devin Williams was hurt for a majority of the season, but if you want to tell me who are the out of the two would I prefer to have going into a ninth inning, it's Devin Williams. The guy's been lights out for the past few years. He's unhittable. But who hit him? Some lowly scrub at first base named Pete Alonso that all he does is, hey, he hits, you know, unclutch home runs at times. Question out there to anybody listening. Was that a clutch home run by Pete Alonso?
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So, would you chalk that up as a clutch home run? I think so. I think you have to. I think it's about time you give Pete Alonso a little more credit than what we have given in the past. And give this Mets team credit. They could have, after those two home runs to Jake Bowers and Sal Frelick, they could have just shut down. They could have completely just given up and walked back to the dugout and just given up. But Francisco Lindor doesn't allow it. And that's the mood of this team. Hey, we suck. Let's suck together. We're all sucking. Quote from JD Martinez, I'm not making it up. That's the reality. Is that no one expected this team to be any good this season, which is not totally true. You go back before the season started, there's a few people that expected this team to be a mediocre team, 86 wins. I was one of them. And I don't want to pat on the back. The point is, not everyone thought that. Some people thought that the Mets were going to be decent. Why? My point was, baseball's mediocre. So why not the Mets? Mets could be mediocre. They won 89 games. It's not mediocre when you're almost hitting 90. So they actually were above my expectations, but a few other people were on the board of, this is not as bad as you think. Now, did they start off bad? Yeah, 0-5. 11 games under 500 at one point in time. Yeah, that's awful. No one's going to disagree with that. It's terrible. Seeing Pete Alonso go through as many slumps as he has, seeing Francisco Lindor the first almost 2 months of the season, you know, batting less than my kid's way. It was terrible. But things clicked. And some whatever it was that made the New York Mets get to the point of feeling confident and comfortable and resilient, it all worked. Jorge Lopez throwing his glove, getting tossed out, throwing his glove. That's where a lot of people bring it back to. And that's great. But there were so many other moments. And it's the fact that you have good leadership, you have a great owner, you have a great president. I mean, let's be serious. Listening to Steve Cohen, listening to David Stearns, listening to Carlos Mendoza speak on Thursday after the win. Yeah, no wonder why this team is came back from being down 11 games under 500. Because it's the organization, the culture has changed. You want to talk about a change of culture? It's happening before our very eyes. It has happened. So no more of this, fool's gold. No. No more of this, we're getting lucky. The Mets are for real. And this is just the start of things to come for the New York Mets. Next up, Philadelphia. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you. Again, you can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN. I'm on till 5 when Richard Neer takes over. And don't forget to download the Odyssey app. If you missed anything, you just have to download that bad boy, hit the rewind function, and go back and listen to it.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.